Good evening. I'm Chanel, your Zoom host for this presentation. Welcome to What in the World is Going On with Twitter, a guide for the casual user with presenter Herbie Allen, sponsored by Blind Information Technology Specialists, BITS, a special interest affiliate of the American Council of the Blind. For more information, please visit our website at www.bits-acb.org. There you will learn how to become a member and read announcements about our presentations, roundtables, and chats, which are open to everyone. You can also receive announcements about our activities in your inbox by sending a blank email to bits-announce+subscribe@groups.io. In addition, BITS members can download recordings of our roundtables and presentations, join our members-only Facebook group, and will be automatically subscribed to our discussion email list. Annual dues are $20, $10 for students, $250 for a life membership, and $15 for ACB life members. Please visit our website for further information. We'd love to have you join. And now, I will turn things over to our presenter, Herbie Allen.
Well, thank you, Chanel, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to What in the World is Happening with Twitter. This is going to be an interesting presentation as, well, there's very little I can tell you for sure. Some things I can tell you for sure, and, well, a lot of speculation. So let's just start by talking about what Twitter is. It is a social media platform so that no, anything you say is intended to be primarily for the world, but you can do other things on Twitter too with direct messages and whatnot. The idea of Twitter was to be able to give little short notes that can sometimes lead to longer texts. So the original Twitter limit was 140 characters when it started in 2007. And what people would do is they would give a little tweet, and if there was more content, it would point to a URL, and that URL would go to a website for, like, say, a news organization or whatever. And the thing, though, that really drove Twitter as well, too, was its third-party client support. And that meant that various apps could tap into what is known as the API for Twitter, which I forget what the letters API stands for, but it's an a protocol that a program can tap into for a program and be able to make use of its interface and tweak it to its own design. So he had a number of popular ones. Then this was not just for blind people, by the way, folks. This is for sighted as well. So Twitterific, for instance, was popular amongst both the blind and the sighted community, for instance, especially on the iPhone. And there was a Mac version of it as well, which I really loved. You had others for the Mac, like Night Owl. Spring had really become popular. And also for TW Blue, I don't know that they intended to be a blindness product. But on the Windows side, you had Chicken Nugget. You also had Tweeze Cake. And you still have Tweeze Cake. It can just do other things. But in the meantime, despite all this, Twitter was losing a lot of revenue. And so last year, they sold their company to billionaire fortune seeker Elon Musk. And let's just, I'm going to be clear, guys. I'm not going to go into bashing or anything like that. I'm going to just really state what is going on here. So if you love or hate Elon Musk, have no worries. I'm not going to get into my personal opinion. Excuse me, my throat is really ugh tonight. So Elon Musk, obviously, when you have a takeover of a company, the idea is, when it's struggling, is to do things that are different. And Elon Musk has certainly taken that particular route when it comes to Twitter. So one of the first things he did this year, which really made waves, especially in the blindness community, was dismiss a lot of the accessibility team. And their job was to make the Twitter website accessible, which encompassed a lot of things, by the way, not just for screen readers. And that was interesting because not many people really use the Twitter site or don't even use the native Twitter app. They all prefer third parties. Well, about a month ago, Twitter one of the day just suddenly pulled support for third-party apps and did not communicate with this to anything official until several days later. Most of them just stopped working. And this kind of left people scrambling, and well, that's why we've had the Bits calls like on that Mastodon as a social media alternative, because people still want to be able to use their third-party clients. So Twitter pulled support for most of them and then said that these third-party apps had actually violated the terms and conditions of Twitter, where you are not supposed to make an interface that looks and feels like Twitter. And I think the issue is that these third-party clients did not pull in the advertising aspects of Twitter that you get on the main native Twitter app and on the website, which I realize that ads are controversial, but on the other hand, it is what keeps Twitter free and other social media platforms as well. So it's one of those things that is just how it is. So with the pulling of these third-party native apps, pretty much they all went away for smartphones, and we were left with a couple of computer apps that still worked, that mainly Tweezcake for both Windows and Mac, and I'm not sure if Chicken Nugget still works or not, but another one that does still work is TW Blue. And however, the Twitter just announced the other day that as of February 9th, support for these third-party apps is going to go away completely. So what will that look at like after the 9th? Well, we really don't know. It's probably, maybe everything will just go completely dark in terms of these apps and they'll stop working. And maybe they will still work because there's some hidden loopholes. We just don't know. So if you are using Twitter, then with these third-party apps, and we're all going to find out together after the 9th, which is in a couple of days. So that's the main thing that's going on with Twitter, is it's pulling out from the third-party application support and going completely native. So then the question is this terrible? Is this good? Well, I'm not going to go into that, but what I am going to tell you is that native Twitter support, though a bit clunky, is actually still accessible. So you do not actually have to fully abandon Twitter. You could still use the native Twitter app, which is probably the best way to use Twitter, in my opinion. It does also have the web interface, which is not my favorite. I will try to show it to you, but there's a lot of like buttons and stuff to navigate through. And what was really nice about these third-party apps is they could utilize a lot more hotkeys. So you could do like Control or Command R to reply, and Control or Command N for new, and things like that. And some of these clients would run in the background on the Windows side, so you wouldn't even have to have them truly open. They could be running and you could check your Twitter right at your fingertips. All right, but before we get into more on that, I'm going to give you some brief overviews on how to navigate Twitter in a couple minutes and also answer some couple of burning questions I know people have. But right now, I do need to talk to anybody that is really upset with Twitter right now and is like, this so I'm going to delete my Twitter account. Do not, under any circumstances, delete your Twitter account. You do not have to use it, but do not delete any Twitter or any social media account. And the reason why is because this leaves you open to people impersonating you and your identity, because what they can do then is they can actually create the account under your name and using any information that is publicly available. And yes, folks, your information is out there on the internet. If you're on the internet, your information is out there. Name, email, phone number. So I'm not even going to pretend that it's not. No matter how secure you are, if you just dealing with your internet service provider alone is enough to probably have your data mined and sold and all that. So it's very easy for people to then pretend to be you and then kind of like revitalize your account and bring, and then, you know, that gives them access to your friends, and, you know, again, they can pretend to be you, and that can create all sorts of trouble. So everything I've read, it basically leans towards do not delete your social media profile once you've created it. Just, you know, leave it active so that nobody can actually use it under any circumstances. So that is what you should do if you're not going to be on the, if you do not want to use Twitter. All right, that's fine and dandy. Well, what if you do want to use Twitter? What can you still do? So, again, real quick, because we're going to get into questions, is I'm not going to talk about the alternatives like Mastodon and all that, because there have been some excellent presentations done on that by people that even know more than I do on the Sunday Edition and Bits. Michael Doyes, for instance, I believe he did it on the same presentation on both. And so though they are veteran Mastodon users, I've just started playing around with it, and I think I've got the hang of it now, but I'm not even going to go down that rabbit hole. So I'm going to, though, so is Twitter, first of all, if you use Twitter, do you have to pay for it? And the answer is no, you do not have to pay for it as things currently stand. Now, if they do ever change that model, again, you would, they'd only be able to charge you if you ever give like your credit card information. So it's not like they can decide one day you're going to pay for it and you're going to get charged. But they do have a premium option. And this premium option is called Twitter Blue. And the thing, though, I would not pay for it right now, just for the simple fact that when you look at it, a lot of the features that it's promising are coming soon, coming soon. So if you pay for it now, you're not really so much, in my opinion, paying for the service, but making an investment. Now, the advantages of Twitter Blue, there are actually several that really, I must admit, are appealing. And so if you're like an organization, for instance, and you feel like Twitter is still going to be worth using, this could really become handy, because what Twitter Blue does is supposed to verify that you are really you and not a bot. So that is one of the big selling points for Twitter Blue, is protecting your identity. And I understand that this feature has not worked real well so far, but it has only been out for a couple of weeks. Like I said, you're really investing, I think, in it more so than paying for a service right now. It is $7 a month or $84 a year. And it's, again, like I said, it's, remember, Twitter, these changes are happening weeks because they were losing revenue, so. But here's what we got for coming soon. Rocket to the top of replies, mentions, and search, so that means that Twitter's algorithm will put you, I guess, at the top of people's, you know, tweet timelines or whatever. Again, this is coming soon, so it does not, that means that it currently does not exist yet, or if it does exist, it probably is not fully tested. So tweets from verified users will be prioritized. So that's the idea of that one. See half the ads. So I find that interesting. It's not going to get rid of all the ads, just half of the ads. I don't know which half. So you'll see 50% fewer ads in the home timeline. Okay, I maybe have an opinion on that one. I think if I'm paying for it, I'd rather pay for no ads. But then I guess you do pay for cable TV, which does have a lot of ads. So, yeah. I guess this does exist as a... So I have not paid for the service, by the way. And if anybody has, I'd love to hear from you when we get to the questions to see what you think of it. You can post longer videos. You'll finally be able to post longer videos to Twitter. Interesting word, finally, there. So I don't know if you currently can or if, yeah. But, I mean, you can always post YouTube links anyway, so. Get early access to features, to new Twitter Blue features, I guess. And there's a learn more. And then I've got an error on this page, so... Right now, I don't know if you can fully sign up for the service or not. So, like I said, I wouldn't even worry about it just now. So, I'm looking at the Twitter website, which, by the way, in case you need the spelling, I should have done this at the beginning. It's twitter.com. And now, so on Windows, I don't know, they might have a native app in the Windows App Store. I just honestly have not really looked into it. Now, on the Mac, we do have a native Twitter app. It works, and it's a lot better than what it used to be. I'll give them credit for that. But yeah, there's some things that I'd like to see improved. One of the things I do not like is the fact that it's not easy to retweet stuff. I work for an organization as their Twitter master, and I do a lot of retweeting, and it's not the greatest app. But what I do like about the Twitter app is any customizations you've done with your notifications transfer over to the app as well as on the website and on the native iPhone app. So I do think that's cool that it syncs up like that, and so you do get notifications of tweets. And I'm not going to give full demos of these things, but I will mention that on Apple Bytes, I will do a more in-depth look into the iPhone Twitter app itself. So that's coming up at the end of the month, but... I will show you the Mac version of Twitter real quick.
Doc, loop back, open.
So,
deep Twitter, two new items, 31 of 38.
You can hear it saying Twitter, two new items. Here, I'll slow down
Twitter,
just a little
two
bit
new,
more.
Rate, 45%, 40, Twitter.
So two these new two new items are my notifications. This app will, by the way, let you have more than one Twitter account, so you're not tied to just one. So I'm going to open it.
Twitter window, heading latest tweets, new tweets available.
So notice it's saying heading latest tweets, and let's talk about that. One of the things you really might want to do on this particular app is customize how your timeline displays things.
Customize timeline button.
And there's a nice little customize timeline button that will let you do that.
Table.
And I go to this table.
Show more tweets button. Hero
and if I just do a VO home, that takes me to
Hero
the top.
Seven. Verified. Washington wetlands are being renamed from derogatory terms to honor Black Indigenous history.
And so it's telling me that Cairo7 is a verified Twitter account. Now, there were some verified Twitter things before, so I don't know if they have this new service or not.
Seattle Mariners. Verified. Police car revolving light. RT to win police car revolving light. This at JROD Shout 44.
So here's the tricky thing, though. If I want to do anything with the tweet, like reply or retweet it, I have to select the tweet with VO space.
Seattle Mariner. Profile photo.
And now I can VO right.
Seattle, graphic for our 19, 400, graphic for our retweet to win contest with the text. 19, 400, graphic 19, 2, 1, graphic for our retweet to win link. Graphic
and
for our
we have a nice little graphic that's
show
playing havoc.
I drop, I stop, Jesse, share, like, but profile photo.
But I can do a couple things without even having to go through all this. I can do a command R.
Reply, tweet, window. Tweet your reply, edit.
And I can reply to the tweet.
Photo library, GIF library.
I've got the
button.
Photo library, GIF poll library.
Button.
I could do a poll,
emoji picker,
all
button.
That stuff. I can command W out of there. If I want to retweet it, I can add in the shift key. If I want to just send a new tweet, I can do command N, and so on and so forth. And then to go back, do command left bracket. So, and if I want to get out of this table and go to my other tabs, we can just uninteract.
Customize time, heading late, custom selected, home tab.
And now I can veer right to my other tabs, and I've got the home tab, which you can hear is selected.
Search and explore tab.
Search and explore. This is how you find people on Twitter.
Notifications tab. One new item. Select new tweet notification.
And I can just veer space on the new tweet notifications.
900 out of home. Messages tab. Bookmarks tab. Lists tab. Profile tab. More tab. New items.
And so I've got all these different tabs that I can go on, and this account will let me...
Account menu. More accounts. Herbie button. At Herbie underscore 240. 143 followers. Table. Account menu. Herbie under...
And I can see all my Twitter stuff. Again, I'm not going to go into a full demo of this particular app. I'm just giving you all a basic idea of the fact that it is usable. So, I apologize if I probably didn't answer your questions. Again, this is the Twitter app for the Mac. But now let's take a look at the native Twitter app for the iPhone. So a lot of people get upset with this Twitter app for the iPhone. I'm not sure that I really think that's necessary myself, but nevertheless, what happens is a lot of people don't really use the app as much, and they didn't because of apps like Twitterific and whatnot. So, actually, I forgot to slow the speech down on my phone. 1921,
27 noted words, headings, audio ducking, speaking rate, 55%.
There we go. Okay, so this is now
stickers
on the phone.
And GIFs, button, social media folder, Messenger, Twitter.
I'm going to go to my Twitter app.
Twip selected. Account menu.
Now, iPhone users, I already know, have a burning question. And again, one thing I really want to emphasize, guys, is when you're looking at apps, it really helps to explore, to see this thing. So when you look at your Twitter timeline from here, it's going to look all disjointed.
Selected.
And I will show you.
But received new replies. Dice World. iOS update status. Testing is going well. It should not be too much longer before official release. Tim Appleby. Hey. Any chance that you're going to have a presence on Mastodon? MR. Peanut. Verified. Anyone have any tips for getting roasted by the roast master? Grinning.
Nope.
Mabelin Ramirez. For those who use Mastodon, how accessible is it with voiceover on Mac?
Okay, so there's a lot of stuff I could even reply to right here.
Received new reply.
So what's happening is this is giving you a for you thing. So it's trying to show you things you might be interested in.
Selected.
But at the top.
Account menu.
After the account menu.
Selected. For you button.
We've got for you, which is selected.
Following button.
And if we double tap following.
Following. Selected. Following button.
Now it's going to maybe look a little different. Let's see here.
ABC 13 Houston. Verified. Mayor Sylvester Turner says the construction of Lockwood split the cemetery, and all the graves were supposed to have been relocated in the 1960s, but 33 apparently were missed.
Well, that's, don't give the construction workers the graveyard shift.
Right? Hero 7. Verified. Washington wetlands are being renamed.
And now you're seeing what I was just seeing on my Mac.
MR. Peanut. Seattle Mariners. Verified. Police car revolving light. RT to win police car revolving.
Okay. So again, now I can, but here's what's cool about the iPhone app, at least, is if I want to do anything with these tweets, let's see, let's go to this Mr. Peanut. I can swipe down.
Reply.
I can reply.
Retweet.
Retweet.
Like.
Like.
131K views.
I can see how many people have viewed it.
Share via. Copy text. More actions. Hashtag. The hashtag. Made to be roasted. Explore image. Activate default.
And so it's pretty easy to actually use this app. And I will tell you truthfully that I actually have used this app well before the whole third-party thing because I've always found it to be the most usable. And it has its problems sometimes. but I've always preferred this particular app. Okay, let's go to the bottom of the screen.
Messages tab.
And you can see we got tabs here at the very bottom. We got messages to the left.
Notifications tab. Spaces tab.
Spaces. And this, by the way, is Twitter trying to mimic Clubhouse. It's a very interesting tab, and I'll talk more about this on the actual full demo.
Search and explore tab. Selected. Home tab.
So as you can see, as of right now at least, now they can always make changes to the app, but I think that should give you an idea of just how usable the app actually is on the iPhone. I would imagine it's similar for Android. I do not know, but if there's any Android users out there who would like to comment, we would certainly like to hear from you. And lastly, there is the website itself. You can view your Twitter feed on the website. At the top, you have links for notifications and home and all that. And then further down, you will see your things displayed on the website. So the summary is, as of right now, what's going on with Twitter? It looks like there will no longer be any third-party application support. But at the moment, it is still very accessible to use, just not as convenient as you might like. And with that, I now want to hear from you. And so if you would like to ask any questions, make any comments, remember, guys, that we are in the ACB community, so please be safe, respectful, and welcoming. And so I realize some people might feel extremely frustrated about this whole Twitter thing. And so that's why I'm really making a point of mentioning that this is a forum to really ask questions, not really vent frustrations. Okay, Chanel.
Well, we're waiting for those hands to go up.
All right. I guess maybe I've covered everything.
Oh, now we've got a hand. All right. Pat, you may unmute. I believe you're the 317-317.
Two questions. I came into this late. Could you possibly demonstrate creating a tweet? And secondly, what practical means do you think we could do, or to whom could we address massive complaints to Twitter to get some of these features back that have been taken from us? Thank you.
So, all right, I'll see if I can address the second question first. If you the best thing you can really do is leave your feedback to Twitter directly. But I think, honestly, if you're truly upset about third-party stuff going away, just don't. I would complain to Twitter and then don't use the Twitter account. But you won't be telling them anything they don't already know, because this is not just a blindness issue. So I don't know. And Chanel, you are unmuted, by the way. I don't know if you're going to win. I have no doubt the ACB and NFB probably undoubtedly are probing into, is there any thing on the accessibility front, but you're not going to win that battle right now with their current design, because as I've just demonstrated, their things are still accessible. So I'm thinking that from a legal standpoint, that is going to be a no-go. Your best thing is to just not use Twitter, and that might force them to change their mind. But again, keep in mind, I just want to emphasize this, that Twitter was losing money, and so their interest right now is really trying to go into a different direction that is going to prove more profitable for them. So I imagine that complaints right now this time are going to pretty much fall on deaf ears, but if their revenue goes down over time because people don't use the service and, you know, it becomes even less popular, then that is probably going to be your strongest message to send them. And what was the first thing you asked me again?
She asked you how to create a tweet.
Oh, to create a tweet. So on your phone, it would be the compose button on, and same on the computer, I think. And on the Twitter client on the Mac, it would be Command N. And I imagine if Windows has a Twitter client, it would be Control N. But you look for the compose button to create a tweet if you're using the iPhone app.
And there are currently no other raised hands.
All right. Well, we may be done early here. I'd kind of anticipated that there would be a lot of questions here, so I didn't want to spend too much time demoing, you know, Twitter talking, because I really wanted to focus on what is going on with Twitter and see what questions people have. So I will also mention, by the way, Pat and everybody, that you know, you can, there's also, this has gotten a lot of coverage because, as I mentioned earlier, this affects everybody, and many sighted users relied on third-party apps for Twitter as well. So it's not just the blind community. So there's been, for instance, a number of tech articles about this very subject. And yeah, it's definitely, it's very much a hot button topic on the internet, I can assure you. And people have tweeted about it too on Twitter. So that is that. Trying to think, is there anything else I can really address? This is your last chance really to ask any questions or anything like that. Because I really can't truly think of anything else that I have not addressed. Or if people want more of a demo, I can do that too. But well, very good. We're still not having the raised hands. Okay, so a reminder, if you do not know how to raise your hand, it's, well, assuming Zoom hasn't made changes, there's another interesting question, what's going on with Zoom? They seem to be doing some interesting updates sometimes lately, but Alt-Y on the PC, Option-Y on the Mac, and the raised hand button on the iPhone. So just to do a quick recap, Twitter is officially pulling third-party app support on February 9th, and that is what they have announced anyway. And the reason is because they no longer want, you know, third-party clients accessing their service. It's you know, has to do with the revenue, you know, generated from advertising and all that jazz. We still have native Twitter apps that are accessible, and we can only hope that they continue to remain that way. And I'm trying to think of anything else. Chanel, since you're the only one that has the ability to unmute, is there anything else you think I should cover?
What about how much does the turning on just the following actually eliminate all the other tweets?
See, most of the time I always skipped over the ads anyway, so it's not been like, say, some of these websites that have ads that you can't just skip over. Let's see. Okay, yeah, I mean, these advertisements are coming, like, I do not follow the Brooklyn Nets, for instance. Apple TV Plus, verified. If you're gonna steal, steal a lot. Hashtag Julianne Moore. Hashtag Sebastian Stan. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Verified. NFL. The takeaway that sealed. Hashtag SBL. Brooklyn Nets. Terms of Elio. So you're getting some tweets from other things that you might be interested in. So, but right now, at least you can just kind of skip over them. If it's like you see it and like, oh, nope, that doesn't interest me, you can just kind of move along. So, it's still a little bit more clutter than maybe what you would like, but I think for me, at least, I think it's something that's pretty manageable. So that would be my answer to that. To be honest, I mean, right now I still prefer to use the computer, so I'm still using a Tweez Cake, and I will do so until it goes away, which is expected to do in a couple days. And I personally don't mind the Twitter ads, and even the Facebook ads to a degree. The Twitter ads, I actually don't mind a lot of them because sometimes they can be interesting. The way I see it is like, A, they have to make their money. B, the idea is to be social media. And so the idea is to kind of be social. So
you mentioned that people should keep their Twitter accounts in order so that people, that basically nobody else tries to use them. Is there ever a way to totally just get rid of your presence altogether on Twitter?
Well, the problem is, people have been doing that. You can get rid of your presence. The problem is it's people stealing your identity and trying to create accounts that either re-resurrecting your pre-existing account or at least creating what you might call like a cloned account that would look a lot like you. And there's nothing you can do because you are no longer part of Twitter, so they can't contact you or anything like that. In this day and age, I don't think there's any true way of just eliminating your trail completely, and that is where things get really dicey, and that's why they're recommending that, from what I've seen anyway, that you keep your account, and it doesn't matter whether it's Twitter, by the way, it's the same recommendation for Facebook, for any of these social media platforms, that you open yourself to identity theft once you, and let's see, I can even so that's kind of what I've read is it's that's why they recommend, the tech experts recommend, you do not delete your account because it makes it easier for somebody to steal. And I would imagine that some things are going to help. You know, I imagine if you had a complicated password, I would imagine that would make it harder. I have never deleted a social media account, and I really don't intend to be an experiment for them. So even if Twitter does become inaccessible, my account will still be on there for now, at least. If things change and there's a strong recommendation that they should go, then I'd take that under consideration for sure. But I'm just not feeling that sacrificial for some reason.
I'm just checking one more time. It's your last chance to raise your hand if you have a question. Janet, you may unmute.
Okay, I have a question. I don't know if you'll be able to answer it or not. You know how some third-party apps like Foursquare and Pandora can let you tweet the song or where you are or whatever? Are they going to discontinue that?
That is a good question, and I don't know for sure. I could try to look into it real quick, but I'm thinking not, just because they probably use the web interface of Twitter and they're feeding information into Twitter. I apologize, I'm eating. I thought we were done here, so there we go. Since we've got time, let's try Swarm. Will Swarm still work with Twitter?
Well, maybe you need to go to Swarm and see if you can post. I don't know where you are or whatever. I don't know.
I'm just trying to Google. Google is not giving me everything related to Swarm, except at the moment I'm not finding anything. I guess the best answer I can really give you is we're going to find out after the 9th. For sure. The problem has been, too, Twitter has just not clearly communicated with its developers. They're basically treating them like, you know, unwanted intruders to begin with. So I'm thinking the Swarm people probably couldn't even tell you for sure what's going to happen after the 9th.
I guess we'll find out when the time comes.
We will.
Alrighty, thank you. I thought maybe you would know. I wanted to save your insanity.
Okay, and so going once, going twice, as we've said before, any more questions about Twitter, the state of Twitter? Otherwise, I think, well, unless you have anything to say, Herbie?
Well, I just want to remind you that, if there's some reason for, we still got the bits list, so as things continue to change with Twitter, definitely that's a good list to stay close to for information on what's happening. And will Twitter be, a thing of the past? Will Twitter find a new way to be current? Right now, guys, I just want to really say that we're kind of all in a wait and see moment. And, just be watching, but don't be surprised if, your app doesn't work after the 9th. Don't throw your phone away. Don't bang your computer. It's not its fault. That just happens to be the way Twitter is changing things. And reminder, as another recap, the premium Twitter is Twitter Blue, $7 a month. But right now, you're really paying for an experimental aspect of Twitter, so I wouldn't even worry about the premium service, even if you can sign up for it. But the main folk attraction with that is you can verify yourself as a real person. And also, just as a general reminder, when it comes to social media, because one of the things I apologize if we're getting off topic here, but one of the things that is a phenomenon I will just briefly talk about is the phishing emails saying that, like, your account is going to go away or you've been hacked into. Contact me if you want to keep your account. If you ever get any emails or texts like that, it's best to ignore them and instead log into the account using the appropriate website. So if it's Twitter, just log in through the Twitter website or Facebook. Don't click on any links in the email or whatever, and you would see if there's anything wrong with your account within that. But one thing I will tell you, at least when it comes to Facebook, if there's something wrong with your account, the account would actually be suspended and you would have to verify things through the Facebook site. Facebook is not going to contact you and say, if you don't respond to us, we're going to delete your account in 24 hours. And I came across somebody the other day who was scared away from Twitter because of an email like that. And so that made me think of that. All right, last chance for hands, guys.
And that would be Les. Les, you may unmute.
Good evening. This is Les from Georgia. I've been getting emails like that, I think, every other day. It says, if you don't respond to us immediately, you will be terminated. And I just did what you said. I just deleted it, and I figured if it happens, it's going to happen. I don't know who to call or who not to call, so answered a good question for me.
Excellent. Well, that is what I try to do. So, yes, that's good that you just hit delete on them. Don't respond to them. Do not pass go. Do not try to collect $200.
Question also,
yes.
Somebody said to me, well, if you hit just delete, it's still in your computer and it can affect you. Should I hit permanently delete or does it matter?
That's a very good question. First of all, I would say on those, it's really a good idea to permanently delete. I don't think they can affect you unless you actually click on any links. But it helps, especially if you've not opened the email. That really does help. But I like to permanently delete those anyway. The way I see it is you can't be too safe when it comes to that type of thing. You can't.
I figured if it was that bad, I'd just send it to somebody I don't like and let them open it.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, I'll make sure you never get my email address just in case you decide not to like me. So, all right.
Oh, that'll never happen, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Les. All right. Anybody else? Well, I'll just mute and let Chanel do her spiel because that's when the raised hands come. So.
Okay. Well, last call, as we've said for the last several times, for raised hands. Doesn't look like there are any. As I was saying, if you want to get part of the Bits email list, you will need to become a Bits member, and you can do that at bits-acb.org. Membership is $20, $10 for students, $250 to become a Bits Life member, and $15 if you're already an ACB Life member. I think I have that right. Otherwise, you can also just subscribe to our Bits Announce email list for notifications of the next upcoming chat or when we'll have one of these presentations that are open to anyone. And you can send an email to bits-announce+subscribe@groups.io. Thank you very much for attending the presentation, and we will see you around at the next chat or Mac Bites with Bits on Thursday. And thank you, Herbie.